Welcome to the November 3rd edition of the Canadian Business Podcast. I'm Sarah Efron, Managing Editor at Canadian Business Magazine. Today on the podcast, will Iceland get loony? The country was the first victim of the financial crisis. Adopting the Canadian dollar may be the next step in its economic recovery. Canadian business writer Joe Castaldo just got back from Iceland and he's in the studio with me today. Hello, Joe.
Hi.
So tell me, why would Iceland want to adopt the Canadian dollar?
Well, you really have to understand kind of the history of Iceland's currency, the krona. It's caused them problems for a long time. It's crashed a few times in the past. The last 10 years or so, it's been very volatile. That happens when you have a small economy with a small currency. And all of that volatility, it's not good for business. People worry about the value of their savings when it goes up and down so dramatically. And it's hard to have a stable economy when your currency is constantly going up and down. And it also played kind of a key role in Iceland's boom and its subsequent bust. So that's just kind of all incentive for Iceland to look at other options for their currency.
And how serious is this proposal to adopt the Canadian dollar?
It's hard to say. It's just an idea that some economists and academics and business people and one political party as well are proposing. It kind of ties into Iceland's future, I guess. I mean, it's after the banks crashed in Iceland, the country started talks to join the European Union, the main reason being to get the euro, because, again, their currency has been so problematic, so they have to do something. But opinion polls in the country show that a lot of people are opposed to joining the EU. Some political parties are as well. So it's unclear whether that will happen. And if it doesn't happen, well, they still have this currency problem. So again, they need to look at options. Because a lot of people don't want the krona. So the Canadian dollar, for a variety of reasons, it's in favor, by some.
Now, typically, a country with unstable currency would tie it to the U.S. dollar. Is that something that they're considering?
Actually, that was raised in the past, like as far back as the 1980s. Milton Friedman, the famous economist, actually recommended that Iceland do that way back then. But there are some issues with a lot of countries, actually, that Iceland has. I mean, the U.S. had a military presence in Iceland for a long time, and they shut down a base there in 2006, and there were some job losses. So there's just some baggage with the U.S. There's no baggage with Canada, and in fact, the people proposing the Canadian dollar, you know, they point to all of these historical ties between the two countries, and, you know, a lot of Icelanders came to Canada, and there's, you know, there's an Icelandic festival every year in Gimli, Manitoba, you know, so we're these great friends. So, hey, why not adopt our dollar?
And how has the Canadian government responded to this?
They haven't really responded. And for obvious reasons, I mean, it's a political issue in Iceland and they don't really want to get involved. But what's happened is the group wanting to explore this idea approached the embassy, the Canadian embassy in Reykjavik, who then put the question to the Bank of Canada, which essentially responded, these kind of unilateral currency switches don't really mean anything for us. So if you want to go ahead with it, fine. But, you know, we're not going to act as the lender of last resort for, you know, Icelandic banks or anything like that. Canadian monetary policy is set for Canada. You know, Iceland would have absolutely no input into what's done. So as long as they realize that, then they can. And there's, you know, a school of thought that might be problematic, because when a country gives up monetary policy, I mean, it can't really lower interest rates to boost the economy. So other ways of responding are, you know, layoffs. And Iceland is a very small country where laying people off is difficult because everybody knows each other. And so there's questions about just how flexible the labor market could be.
And what is the mood in Iceland now? Is it doing any better economically these days?
Depends on what your starting point is. This year, the economy has grown. The GDP has grown. It's after like a substantial contraction last year. But it's probably too early to say it's a recovery. I mean, GDP grew in the first quarter, but it shrunk in the second quarter of this year. And there's a debt problem there. A lot of households have outsized debt that they're very upset about. They want the government to do more about that. And it's kind of unclear sort of what the driving force will be in Iceland's economy. Right now it's fishing and aluminum production, which historically it's relied on, but both of those industries deal with quotas, and so there's the question of how much they can really expand. So, you know, it's still struggling in the wake of this, you know, massive banking crash that it had.
Interesting stuff. Thanks for being on the podcast, Joe.
Thanks for having me.
To download and subscribe to this podcast, go to CanadianBusiness.com or visit the Apple iTunes store. Thanks for listening. I'm Sarah Efron for the Canadian Business Podcast.